I'm Fess's grad and current Mizzou Tiger, Blake Holland, and this is a KJF radio production of all things Jefferson County basketball. The St. Pius Lancers.
Thornton hesitates left, comes all the way back right, gets past Lampkins, high off glass, and in, and it's a 14-point St. Pius lead.
The Jefferson Blue Jays.
Now Null on the other end of the floor, left wide open, top of the key, you betcha.
The Sekman Jaguars.
Almost a 5-second call, finally gets it into the corner, three-pointer, Abby Townsend gets it to go, she hits the deck.
The Northwest Lions.
Patient on the mid-block, decides to take on Brewer and throws up a shot right high off the glass and in.
KJF is here to bring you the action. We live for the dramatics. KJF is your home for Jefferson County basketball. Now, let's go out to the game with KJFF Sports Director Matt Greenwood.
Welcome to Hillsborough High School. Glad you could join us on this Tuesday evening. Matt Greenwood with you as we've got Class 4 District 3 semifinal action. It's the hosts and the top seed Hillsborough Hawks taking on the Festus Tigers, the third meeting of the season. The first two have gone the way of the blue and the white as the Hawks tried to extend their streak of beating Festus to 9 straight. They can do so with a win here today, and that would punch their ticket to the district championship game. For Festus, they're here to play spoiler, and boy, do they want to spoil Hillsborough's crowd as much as possible, spoil this opportunity for the Hawks to get back to the district championship, and they would love to do it on their home floor. So the Festus Tigers come in this game at 17-9 overall, Hillsborough 21-4, and the Hillsborough Hawks have won 13 straight games. Yeah, 13 straight. They say it's an unlucky number, but for the Hillsborough Hawks, it's been everything as they get ready for this district run, and hopefully a state run as well. This is the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. They have two locations, St. Genevieve and Ludington. Fleegs Equipment for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. That's Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the outer service road at the Ludington exit. You can go online 24/7. At Fleegs.com, F-L-I-E-G-S, Fleegs.com. So this is the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Got a couple of interviews to get to. First, we'll get to Jason Therrell of the Festus Tigers, and then Dan Johnson of the Hillsborough Hawks, followed by your Presbyterian Manor starting lineups and your New Era Bank tip-off. So that's what's up ahead for the next 8.5 minutes. As we get set for Class 4 District 3 semifinal action from Hillsborough High School on AM 1400 KJF.
Family, health, home. Comtree Comprehensive Health Center offers complete care to you and your family through primary care, dental care, and behavioral health services.
Be mentally ready every day, proud of your smile, and stay physically healthy for years to come.
We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Keeping up with your vehicle's routine maintenance is essential. Hi, this is Joe Clemens with St. Paul GM Power. It doesn't matter whether you're coming to us for an oil change, tire rotation, or brake inspection. We'll handle every job with the same expertise and professionalism. Here at St. Paul, our top priority is just that, ensuring you're safe on the road at all times. That's why we're proud to be home to a service center you can trust to keep your vehicle in excellent condition. Why go anywhere else? See St. Paul GM Power, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Matt Greenwood back on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. As promised, speaking to Dan Johnson, head coach of the Hillsborough Hawks. Coach, coming into this semifinal against Festus, a team you're very, very familiar with, and also an atmosphere you're very, very familiar with being here at Hillsborough High School. Talk about the vibe of the team right now at this point.
This point of the season, you know, if you're fortunate enough to be healthy, that's a good thing. And, you know, you expect everybody is going to be ready. This is kind of what we've been playing for and what we've been building to all year. So hopefully we're playing our best basketball, and hopefully we'll do that tonight.
it's probably the mindset of every visiting team to come into Hillsborough's place and be able to beat them, and Festus is no different, but there's a little extra for them because it is a big rivalry and they are the underdog, and you guys have won 13 in a row. Have you talked to the guys about handling that aspect of Festus and how they're just going to come gunning for you?
No. We know that they're going to play hard. Everybody plays us hard. And here, when it's win or go home time for anybody, you expect nothing but the best from whoever your opponent is. And I'd hope that they could expect the same from us as well.
I'm sure you couldn't have asked for anything better than a 13-game winning streak heading into the district tournament.
25, I guess, would have been a little better. But
all right, don't be greedy.
we've been playing. Playing well, we've played consistent. We've done things to win games, and hopefully that continues.
Festus stuck with you throughout the last time you guys played each other, all the way towards the very end. You're probably expecting very much of the same, but I imagine you think this home crowd could give you a little bit of something extra, huh?
Well, we hope so. Anytime you get to host a game like this, you hope that it's an advantage for the home team. But Festus just 7 miles down the road, so they'll have some fans here too. So it'll have to be decided on the court.
All right, Coach, best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Dan Johnson, head coach of the Hillsborough Hawks, joining us on the Fleas Equipment pregame show. Got your starting lineups and tip-off next.
From shredding to mailboxing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, even impressing your customers. When you have your packages professionally packed by our certified packing experts and backed with the Pack and Ship Guarantee to make sure your business looks
outstanding.
The UPS Store, every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Matt Greenwood back on the Fleas Equipment pregame show. Speaking to Jason Therrell, the head coach of the Festus Tigers, as they get set for this Class 4 District 3 semifinal against Hillsborough. Coach, last time you played these Hawks, you were at your place February 9th. It was a Hall of Fame induction night for Kevin Kinder. You guys came out, had an outstanding first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, all the way to the very end, really. Hillsborough pulled away kind of late, but a 7-point margin there on that one. I'm sure for you guys, that gave you a little bit of encouragement that, hey, you could beat this team.
I thought that the thing that we did well that night was get stops on the defensive end, better than we had done against them in the past. So hopefully we can continue with that. But yeah, we offered at least a little more resistance at the rim and were able to contain their shooters a little bit. So obviously you're going to have to try to do something similar tonight.
You've been involved in enough basketball to know that the top seed usually feels a little bit of pressure, the underdog not so much. But Hillsborough is at home, so maybe that eases some things for them. But what's the mentality of your guys as you guys are the underdog in this one?
For sure. We just got to go out and play. I mean, I agree with you completely. If the game's close or the game's tight, the pressure falls to that number one seed. And especially, I think when you're on the home floor, that pressure can be even a little bit more if the situation's close. But we got to get it there first before we worry about that.
Like I said, you guys were able to keep it close in game two, game one. You know, they kind of pulled away earlier than they had in that last one. But obviously, you and your team made some adjustments to get that margin a little bit closer, to have that better chance of winning. So in your mind, do you change it up again, or do you kind of try to go back to the same thing, that sort of thing? What were your thoughts?
I think we just played a little bit better the second time. I don't think we really did a whole lot different. The first time we just played very poorly. We were coming off a loss to Farmington the day before, or a couple days before, and Farmington just really kicked our butts pretty good. And I think when we came out against Hillsborough, we just didn't have the right energy in that first game. And they're a really good team, and you can't do that against them. Second game, I think we just played a little bit better. So I think game three, we just go with a lot of the same of what we've been doing, and hopefully we execute and play well.
Hillsborough, a team you feel like you can't fall behind too early, and otherwise chances are tough?
It makes it a lot harder. I mean, as good as they are, because, not only are they talented and they shoot the ball well and they have good size, but they're smart in a lot of the things that they do. You know, they don't give leads away or make a lot of mistakes or miss free throws or, things like that. So definitely important to come out and get off to hopefully a pretty good start.
All right, Coach, best of luck to you.
All right.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That's Jason Therrell, head coach of the Festus Tigers, joining us here on the Fleas Equipment pregame show. We'll get the home team coach, Dan Johnson, of the Hillsborough Hawks, next.
This is Myrna from the Jefferson County YMCA. Let the adventure begin. Summer day camp at the Jefferson County Y is designed for kids going into first grade through age 12. Fun adventure, themes, sports, games, arts, field trips, and much more. Camp runs June 3rd through August 9th. Give your kid a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwrymca.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 for details.
Matt Greenwood back with you at Hillsboro High School. A little less than a few minutes from the start of this Class 4 District 3 semifinal. Hillsboro and Festus, third time they've met this season, and Hillsboro has won both of them. 67-51 in the third place game of the Central Christmas Tournament, and then 52-45 back on February 9th. We got the Presbyterian Manor starting lineups the way you want to live. And we'll have to, well, you know what? Let's see if we can squeeze him in here before the national anthem. For Festus, it's Cole Rickerman, a freshman guard. Colin Riendo, a sophomore guard. Akil Muhammad, a senior forward. Kobe Branscombe, a senior guard. And Dabrian Barker, a sophomore forward. And for the Hillsboro Hawks, their Presbyterian Manor starting five are as follows. Mark Moore, a junior guard. Ben Lampkins, a senior guard. Michael Brewer, a senior forward. Ethan Worley, a junior guard. And Evan Worley, a 6'7", junior forward. We're back in 90 seconds.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bouse, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today. Where can you go to have your land loan, construction loan, and permanent financing done all in one place? Bloomsdale Bank does it all. If you can dream it, you can build it with the right financing. Call and speak with one of their expert loan officers about a construction loan today. They service all loans locally. They'll help you make it happen. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill sounds so good. Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager at Applebee's in Farmington. Our new Big Time Lunch Special is happening right now. 15-minute service guarantee for items off the Big Time Lunch menu, or it's free. Your choice of drink, soup, or salad, and an entree. Big time portions at small time prices. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu, Applebee's Bar and Grill on Karch Boulevard in Farmington.
Here's another selling tip from Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. When should you list? Now is a great time. Supply is low, but there are still an adequate number of buyers available. This will give you a greater opportunity of selling due to less competition. Call or text me, Vanessa Troche, at 573-330-6261.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We'll help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Matt Green will back with you at Hillsboro High School on KJFF. You can follow us on Twitter at KJFF Sports, on Instagram at KJFF Sports. We'll have pictures from tonight's Class 4 District 3 semifinal between Hillsboro and Festus after the game is over. Let's get to your Doe Run Company weather forecast. The Doe Run Company providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. Currently, it is 52 degrees. In Hillsboro, sunset is 19 minutes away. We are dealing with 43% humidity and a 7 mile per hour east wind with the air quality index at 57, which qualifies as moderate air quality. It's going to get down to about 39, 38 degrees tonight in Hillsboro. And then as we look at tomorrow, it's going to be 45 for your high. Thursday, 32 for your high, and there could be some freezing rain mixed in late Wednesday evening into early Thursday morning. So take note of that and be prepared to take it slower on the roadways. That is your Doe Run Company weather forecast. Again, the Doe Run Company providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. So the starting lineup's just been introduced to the fans here at Hillsboro High School, and we'll run down them here in just a bit again for you as we got the New Era Bank tip-off coming up now. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at neweribank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC. Tip at midcourt. It's Dabrian Barker and Michael Brewer. And Brewer, the 6'5" senior forward, wins a tip for the red, white, and blue. Here's Lampkins getting a screen at the left of the key from Evan Worley. Dishes it off to the wing for Ethan Worley. Tries an up-and-under move at the rim, cutting in from the arc, and he missed it. Rebound to the Festus Tigers as we start this first quarter. Class 4, District 3 semifinals. The winner will take on Lutheran South or Rockwood Summit. That game is going to follow this one. Here's Branscombe, left side of the elbow. Cuts up and underneath the defender in the paint. Leans forward and hits one off the backboard, and it will spin on in for 2 points. And the Tigers are on the board first. Trying to get the ball to Brewer is Ethan. He does so successfully, but Brewer gives it right back and lining up a three and draining it is Ethan Worley. Hillsboro on top, 3-2. Ethan Worley, a 6'1" junior guard transfer from Windsor High School. Evan Worley, his twin brother, but he's got 6 inches on Ethan, does Evan. And right now it's Evan defending the baseline just outside the paint on the right side of the floor as the ball is on the left side of the floor as the ball is on that side right now. And floating one high off the glass, cutting in from the arc, is Akil Muhammad, and he went over Evan Worley and banked it home. Good, strong move. And good job by Muhammad to avoid the charge. Hillsboro in their half-court set. Here's Brewer from the right elbow to the left low block. Stopped there by Dabring. Goes up to the wing for Ethan Worley. Lob to the mid-right block for Evan Worley. Tries to wrap around Branscombe. No call. Kicks it out to the near side wing, which is down to our left, and Lampkins can't control it. And it goes out of bounds. It's Festus basketball. Last time these two teams faced off, it was February 9th, and Hillsboro pulled away at the very end, 52-45, but Festus went nose-to-nose with them throughout. Here's a freshman, Cole Rickerman, who Coach Therrell has had high praise for, who lobs it from the right wing to the left wing for Akil Muhammad, who gets it to Branscombe in the paint. He spins there to the mid-left block and then throws it out to the corner for Dabrian Barker and leads him too far as it goes out of bounds into the front row, and that's a turnover for the Festus Tigers. Festus 17-9 entering tonight's semifinal, knocking off Windsor 62-50. Back on Saturday, here's Michael Brewer lining up a three, just like Ethan Worley. He puts it home, and that will give Hillsboro a 6-4 lead. Festus turns it over in the front court. A baseline pass picked up there by Evan. Flips it up ahead to Brewer. Launches into the front court, just inside the arc right side. Hands it off to Lampkins. Lampkins over the shoulder pass to the near wing for Ethan Worley. Gets around Rickerman, dumps it down low to his twin brother, Evan Worley, who kisses it off the glass and in from the left side. Excellent ball movement by the Hillsboro Hawks. They extend their lead to 8-4. 5:17 to play in this first quarter. Brought to you by Home Pools and Spas of Ledington and Applebee's of Farmington. Left side, baseline, Rando underneath the basket. Got fouled trying to lay it up and in. Mark Moore picks it up. All right, the Presbyterian men are starting five once more for the Festus Tigers. You got Cole Rickerman, Colin Riando, Akil Muhammad, Kobe Branscombe, and Dabrian Barker. Right now it's Riando to shoot a pair of free throws. First one is up, and that one will rattle through. For the Hillsboro Hawks, their Presbyterian manner, the way you want to live, starting five as follows once more. Mark Moore, Ben Lampkins, Michael Brewer, and Ethan and Evan Worley. Riando misses off the back iron on the second free throw, and it's rebounded by Hillsboro. The Hawks quickly into the front court at the volleyball line. Middle of the floor, Lampkins comes to the near wing, extended for Moore. Back over to Brewer, back to Moore on the near side still. Up to the volleyball line for Ethan Worley, back to Moore on the near side. Into the corner for Evan Worley, who puts up a three, and that's too strong. Backside rebound, Akil Muhammad. Muhammad, 20-foot line drive pass forward to the left wing. Riando tries to lay it up and in, and Brewer blocked it. Loose ball to Moore, up ahead to Ethan Worley, and Ethan Worley walked as he brought it down. So you have a block at one end, trying to run a fast break, Mark Moore, but his pass a little too far, it appeared, for Ethan Worley, who could not establish a pivot foot and keep it. So inbound in the backcourt for Festus. Three passes later, Akil Muhammad has it poked away from behind right around the paint area, but it's going to stay Festus' ball as it went out along the baseline. It appears that was Ethan Worley who tapped it out of the possession of Muhammad. No substitutions yet for either side. The starting five remain on the floor with 4:30 to play in the first quarter. 8-6 Hillsborough, and a miss with the layup from the left side. Branscombe trying to go up with the right hand underneath the Brewer, could not do it, and Hillsborough coming the other way. On the second half of the blue H at midcourt is Lampkins. Lampkins to Ethan, back to Lampkins, now in the corner, rises for a three and puts it through. Then Lampkins and the Hillsborough Hawks have hit three of four threes, and they extend their lead to 11-5. Ben Lampkins, the career leader in three-pointers in Hillsborough Hawk history. Rickerman, a three from straight away. He misses. Rebounded by Evan Worley. Flips it up ahead to Ethan on the near side, left sideline. Into the front court. Dump pass to Lampkins, who dribbles to the wing. Back over his shoulder to Ethan. To Lampkins, around the perimeter to the right side for Moore. Back up to Lampkins. Back to the near side. Hillsborough going right to left. Brewer to the free throw line for Moore. Jump pass to the wing, Lampkins. No shot there. Moore comes out. Gets it back to Lampkins, faked a shot, got the defender up in the air, and then Lampkins gets rid of it, and then Mark Moore hits a three. And Coach Therrell is going to call a timeout for the Tigers. A 60-second Patsy's Furniture timeout as he has seen the Hillsborough Hawks extend their lead to 14-5 behind 4 3-pointers, one from Moore, one from Lampkins, one from Brewer, and one from Ethan Worley. We're back in 30 seconds with 3:27 to play here in quarter number one of the Class 4 District 3 semifinals on KJF.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Matt Greenwell back with you on AM 1400 KJF. Let's check that Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard for you. 14-5, Hillsborough leading Festus, the one beating the four so far in this Class 4 District 3 semifinal. By the way, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities that they serve. It's Riando, Branscombe, Austin Anderson for the first time, Dabrian Barker, and Jason Johnson for the first time in for the Festus Tigers. Here's Dabrian down to our right as Festus goes left to right in this first half. Now ball to the middle of the floor for Johnson, over to the left for Branscombe. Back to the right for Anderson, to Johnson on the wing. Swing pass to the corner, Dabrian to Branscombe. Low right block extended. Brewer defends him. Branscombe slings it over to the left wing for Anderson. A couple of passes later, Branscombe lobs it down low to the block for Riando. No shot there. Back turn to the basket. Riando gives it up to Anderson. To Branscombe. Extra pass into the corner. Johnson, three ball from that corner in front of the Hillsborough student section. It don't matter. Jason Johnson gets it to go. And Festus cuts into the deficit. Now trailing 14-8. Good job by the Tigers to weather the storm out of that timeout by Coach Therrell to get that three. 2:30 to play. Brewer underneath, double team, kick out to the corner. Ethan Worley, head fake left, dribbles to his right, back underneath the rim, and jumped up into the air. Did not know where he was going with the basketball and came down back with it and gets called for traveling. This first quarter brought to you by the UPS Store in Festus, Comtree of Festus, and Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum. It's Austin Anderson taking the inbound now into the front court. Overhead pass to the volleyball line for Branscombe, who hands it off to Riando and will establish it on the left sideline. Left to right again, the Tigers going. Riando dribbles to the free throw line right side. Gives it up, gets it back from Johnson. Now Branscombe cutting to the basket, grabs it outside the paint. Evan Worley was there to knock the pass away. Hillsborough into the front court quickly. Lampkins, another three. Can he get it to go? Yes, he can. Ben Lampkins, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Player Forward Athlete of the Week and the career leader in Hillsborough history in three-pointers, is now 2 of 2. From beyond the arc, he's got 6 to lead all Hawks. And it's 17-8 Hillsborough with 1:40 to play. Corner three, Dabrian Barker, and he drains it. Dabrian Barker, not known for shooting the three ball. Only his third three-pointer taken, and it looked like he's been shooting them his entire life. 17-11, Hillsborough in possession. In that far corner, Evan Worley. Jump pass to Lampkins along the near wing. Over to the volleyball line for Ethan Worley. To the right wing for Mark Moore. Can he hit? He swishes a three from 22 feet. And Hillsborough cannot miss from beyond the arc. 20-11, Hillsborough. 60 seconds to play in the first quarter. Anderson, deep two, left side, back iron miss. Rebound, Riando, Tigers, second chance. To Branscom at the top. Swing pass to the right wing. Johnson, three ball. It's good. It's raining threes, hallelujah, here at Hillsborough High School. 45 seconds to play, and the Tigers down by six. Mark Moore tries his luck from the right wing. That's no good. Michael Brewer, offensive rebound, put back. Dabrian Barker stuffs him. Loose ball picked up by Branscom, and Festus will bring it up slowly. Across the timeline, Branscom shovels it to Riando. And now it's Riando, right side of the Hillsborough H near midcourt. Jason Johnson coming off the bench for Festus, hitting a pair of threes. 16 seconds to play now. Festus will try for the final shot. What an exciting first quarter of this Class 4 District 3 semifinal already with a bunch of threes happening. There's Riando, a screen left side of the paint, gets all the way to the rim and gets fouled there. And we'll go to the free throw line for a pair of Coldwell Banker Holsey free throws with 7.2 ticks in this first quarter. Colin Riando at the free throw line this season, a 51% free throw shooter, 50% so far tonight, 1 of 2 at the stripe. Chance to cut into this 6-point Festus deficit. Spins the ball twice, puts up the free throw, and it's off the back of the rim, grazed the front of the rim, but did not go through. Akil Muhammad will come back in for the Tigers as Austin Anderson, with some good minutes, takes a seat. Austin Anderson going 0-for-1 from the field. Second free throw coming for Riando, and that one is perfect. So 2 of 4 so far for Riando from the free throw line. Festus down by 5 now. Here's a 3 from Ethan Worley at the buzzer. You betcha. Ethan Worley found by Ben Lampkins. Hits the open 3, and that's how Hillsborough would like to end the first quarter. They do so with a 3 ball, and it's 23-15 after the first 8 minutes of this Class 4 District 3 boys semifinal on KJF.
Flu season is here. The fact is, millions of Americans will have the flu this year, but you can stay healthy by getting your flu vaccination.
The staff at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center will make the process quick and easy for you and your family.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment or walk in to any of our primary care service locations.
Welcome to our family tree.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland.
Well, if you're just joining us here on KJF, by the way, I am Matt Greenwood. Wow, you missed a great first quarter. 10 three-pointers made between Festus and Hillsborough in this Class 4 District 3 semifinal. 10 three-pointers between the two teams. Let that sink in for a moment as we begin the second quarter. Festus left to right, they go. In the corner, it's Dabrian Barker. Afro and all comes to the wing for Johnson. They swing it all the way to the left side for Akil Muhammad. From the wing, extra pass into the corner and being bumped out of bounds roughly. It appears to be Riando. Michael Brewer fell for the head fake and came down on top of Riando and knocked him out of bounds. Riando getting up a little bit slowly. He's got his hands on his hips. Now Michael Brewer seems to be okay, a slight limp initially. Inbound from the right of the baseline by Riando. Goes to Branscom. Tries to create space on the mid-block extended, but Brewer sticks with him. Branscom forced to give it up. On the left side of the floor now, Johnson has it. Can't handle it. Dabrian Barker there to save it. To Branscom. To Muhammad on the wing. Drives. High floater off the backboard, and it spun out. Went off the backboard, hit the side of the rim, spun out for Akil Muhammad. Now he's 1 for 2 from inside the arc. 7-10 to play in the second quarter. It's 23-15 Hillsborough. Ethan Worley to the free throw line. Dribbles to the right elbow, extended. Picks up his dribble. Johnson draped all over him. He passes it up top. Riando steals it away. Riando into the front court. Pump fake, gets two defenders to fly by and sticks it home from 2 feet out. Colin Riando with 4. Festus down 23-17. Evan Worley, lob pass from the wing down low to Brewer, and he's too tough for Barker as he fouls him from behind. Brewer will head to the free throw line. For a big man, Michael Brewer, not too shabby from the charity stripe, 71% on the season so far. Looking to go 100% here with two free throws and re-extend that Hawks lead up to 8. Free throw first one is good. Yeah, of those 10 three-pointers between Festus and Hillsborough combined in that first quarter, Mark Moore, Ben Lampkins, and Ethan Worley each had a pair. And for Jason Johnson of the Tigers, he also had two threes. Michael Brewer sinks both free throws, 25-15. Hillsborough back up by 8. Left to right go the Tigers. Rickerman in the front court, lobs it to the top of the key for Branscombe. Finds Rando behind him. Over to the right wing, Muhammad. Sling pass back to the top of the key for Rickerman, the freshman. No shot there as Moore sticks with him. Rickerman gives it up to Branscombe. Extra pass into the corner for Rando. No shot for him either. Back over to Branscombe. Swings it up top to Muhammad. Behind the back dribble to the free throw line. Kick out to the wing, Rickerman. Stops there. To the corner, Dabrian Barker. Barker along the baseline, trapped there. And throws it off the body of Evan Worley. Out of bounds along the baseline. It will stay Tiger ball. Coach Johnson wanted a shove. Called on Barker, but it did not come. By the way, leading scorer and a rebounder and the most athletic, arguably the most athletic player for Festus, Sevez Thomas, not playing tonight. 6 to play in the second quarter. Two-hand shovel pass, Muhammad into the corner, Riando on the left side to Barker in the post, and Barker gets called for traveling, trying to create space and throw off Ethan Worley. So with that walk, Festus turns it over. Coach Therrell immediately shouting out to his guys, saying, let's set up the defense and let's set it up quickly as Hillsborough comes up the floor. Through the middle, across the timeline, Ben Lampkins dribbling with the right hand, through the legs, to the left, back to the right, gives it up to Garrett Pinkley, who's in for the first time tonight. Over to the free throw line, Evan Worley. To his right finds Brewer and a blocking foul on the drive from Brewer as Dabrian Barker picks up a foul. Dabrian Barker did not agree with the call. Thought Michael Brewer's balance was off on the attack. I'd almost lean towards Barker on that one. Michael Brewer kind of fell into him. But that's his second personal. And behind Sevez Thomas, Dabrian Barker, probably the second most athletic guy on the Tigers. Inbound from underneath the basket. Lampkins to the baseline. 15-foot J from Evan Worley is off the mark. And the rebound by the freshman, Rickerman. Cole Rickerman, by the way, this season with 200-plus points. There's a hard pass underneath from Muhammad right in front of the Hillsborough bench as it ricocheted off Riando and Rickerman's hands and landed out of bounds. Turnover by the Tigers. 25-17, Hillsborough on top, operating right to left in this first half with 5:20 to play. Chance to go to the Class 4 District 3 Championship game for the winner here tonight. Lutheran South and Rockwood Summit still to play after this one. We will not carry that game on KJF, but boy, will we keep our eye on it. Over 5 to play in the second quarter. Hillsborough still in possession, still up by 8. Left elbow, Moore, pass out to the wing. Lampkins, Rando knocked it away. Lampkins recovers, dribbles it out to midcourt. Hillsborough perfectly fine, settling things down. Good crowd on hand, student section up on their feet as always. There's a lob from the top to the bottom. Moore finds Brewer up in the air off glass. Brewer kisses it home, and that is a familiar play for the Hillsborough Hawks. Brewer up to 7 on the night. It's a 10-point lead for Hillsborough. Festus must not panic here. Zach Lyles into the game for the first time in the post, but Brewer pushes him out. He's forced to give it up to Riando. They swing it all the way around from one corner to the other. And now here's a jump pass. Rickerman from the left side to the right side for Muhammad, who touches it over to Branscombe, who two-hand shovels it to Rickerman. Back over to the right side, Muhammad. Muhammad dancing. Lost his dribble. Picked it up. Two-hand shovel to the top for Branscombe. Bounce pass back to Muhammad. Turns around. Misses the shot. Offensive rebound. Spins and puts it back up and in. Beautiful pass by Kobe Branscombe. I'm sure he was hoping for the assist there, but they'll have to settle for the two off the offensive rebound and put back. And there's a deep two from Michael Brewer along the right side and a whistle underneath. A loose ball foul is going to go on Garrett Pinkley, his first. Here comes Austin Anderson checking back in for the Tigers. Akil Muhammad to take a breather. Akil spelled A-Q-U-I-L-L-E. Akil Muhammad playing some major minutes here in the second half of the season for Festus. Inbound in the backcourt for the Tigers. They'll quickly get it into the front as Riando running the point. comes to the near wing for Anderson. Bounces it to the low block extended for Branscombe. Bounce pass along the baseline towards Lyles. Is knocked away out of bounds. It will stay Festus ball. 3:45 to play in the second quarter. 27-19 Hillsborough. Tigers looking to cut in. Second quarter brought to you by McDonald's, the Dough Run Company, Mario's Italia of Farmington, as well as Potosi Lumber, Serenity Hospice Care, and Gilster Mary Lee. Inbound to Branscombe underneath. Branscombe, no shot there. Gives it up to Austin Anderson. Back to Branscombe. Jump pass through the paint. Trying to find Lyles. It's hit back into his path. Branscombe. Now Branscombe turns up towards the top. Let's go of it. And lets it go too far. As he split the pass between Rickerman and Anderson, it goes into the backcourt and out of bounds. It's Hillsborough ball. Be sure to stick around for the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. We'll break down the first half stats. Right now it's 27-19 Hillsborough on that Parkland Healthmark Pharmacy scoreboard with 3:25 and counting to play. Moore on the right side. High dribble, kept his palm over the top of it, gets away with it. Swings it behind him to Brewer along the wing, up top to Lampkins near the volleyball line, comes to the near wing for Ethan Worley. Gets a screen from his brother Evan, stops and pops, cannot drop the three though. Lyles jumps and saves the ball from going out of bounds, and now he'll limp up the floor as Festus is in possession. Austin Anderson, left corner, dribbles once to his right, stopped there, swings it over to Branscombe. Branscombe in the post. Evan too tall for him. Branscombe gives it up, gets it back from Riendo. Wide open three for Kobe Branscombe. Side iron miss. Rebound Evan Worley. Under three to play. Hillsborough up by eight. They led 23-15 after the first quarter. There's a crossover dribble. Free throw jumper. Mark Moore airballs it underneath. Brewer sticks it back in. Brewer up to nine on the night. Averaging 21.3 points a game for the Hillsborough Hawks. 2.5 to play. It's back up to a 10-point lead for the red, white, and blue. In the corner, it's Colin Riendo. Riendo, shovel pass from the low block to Lyles at the bin block right side. He cannot bring it in as it's tapped up into the air, brought down by Evan Worley. Up ahead quickly to Ben Lampkins. Lampkins gets a screen on the move from Worley at the top of the circle, but passes up the shot and passes the ball off to Ethan Worley. They go back around to the right side. Lob pass from the wing towards the low right block. Michael Brewer tried to bring it in. Branscombe got a hand in there, and actually those two converged and each had a hand on the ball, and as Branscombe came down, that ball rolled off of Brewer's right hand and out of bounds, and it will stay Hawks ball as it appears Dabrian Barker is back into the game with two fouls for the Tigers. Inbound for Festus, bringing the ball up the middle of the floor. It's Riendo, crosses the timeline with a pass for Branscombe, and now a whistle way away from the ball. Looks like the official has spotted a bloody nose from Evan Worley. And that will draw him immediately out of bounds and onto the bench. Now the official will ask that the training staff tend to Evan Worley. We resume action here now. Inbound from the far sideline to Riendo. To Anderson, right of the key. Back over left wing, Riendo. To Branscombe, left elbow jumper. Off of the back of the rim, skying for the board, Ethan Worley. Making up for his brother's absence, brings down the board, gets it back from Lampkins in the front court, lines up a 23-foot three, and it comes up short. Long rebound into the near corner for Lampkins. Hillsborough maintains it with 95 seconds to play in the first half. A high-scoring, thrilling first quarter has dropped to a slow-paced and quiet second quarter for both sides, but Hillsborough maintains a 10-point lead. Entry pass to the low right block. Garrett Pinkley cannot bring it in. It was taken away by Johnson. Branscombe hurt. Passes it forward to Anderson. To Dabrian Barker. Jump pass from the baseline to Anderson underneath. Bounces it along that baseline into the far corner for Riendo. Drives. Puts up a shot over Pinkley but airballed it with the right hand. Rebound. Hillsborough up ahead quickly. And I mean super fast. Lampkins. Left hand layup is good off glass. He laid that up with his left hand too. 31-19. Hillsborough in the lead. Lampkins with eight and a whistle as the ball is knocked out of bounds by Ethan Worley. Kobe Branscombe continues to struggle. He's hunched over, has both of his hands on his thighs, and he's kind of has a little arc in his back as he is visibly shaken up, but he's going to try to power through these final 45 seconds. Festus in possession from left to right. On the far wing, it's Riendo. Dribbles with the right hand towards the left of the Hillsborough H at midcourt. Coach Therrell, red in the face, shouts out the call. 33 seconds to play. Coach Johnson, hands in his back pocket as the Hillsborough defense stands strong. 27 seconds to Dabrian Barker in the post. Spinning fadeaway in the paint. Barker hits the side of the backboard, but nothing else. or I should say to the right of the window, barely grazed the backboard. It's Hillsborough with 10 seconds in the half-court set. It's Lampkins on the right side, picked up by Riando, dribbles his way to the wing. 5 seconds, shovels it to Moore, left-hand dribble to the volleyball line. 3 seconds, bounce pass to Lampkins, lob pass, alley-oop, slam it home, Michael Brewer, he gets it to go right at the buzzer. Hillsborough up to a 2-touchdown lead right before the break. 33-19, Lampkins, the assist on the alley. Oh, to Michael Brewer. Midwest Sports Center halftime show coming up next.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Hi, it's Hannah. The season will be here bright and sunny before we know it. And at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we brought back one of the popular tractor deals from last summer. Customers keep asking for us to bring it back, so here it is. Get the 35-horsepower shuttle-shift four-wheel drive diesel tractor with the front loader, the 5-foot brush hog and 5-foot box blade, plus the 18-foot deluxe flatbed car hauler trailer for only $19,995. Oh, but wait, you also get the free. That's right, you will get the free 3,000 PSI pressure washer and 2 ratchet tie-downs. And of course, the best 6-year parts and labor warranty from LS, the major brand maker that you already know and love. So let me recap. Get the tractor, loader, brush hog, box blade, flatbed trailer all for only $19,995. Plus, the free pressure washer and 2 ratchet tie-downs. Financing available on-site. Just give us a call at 573-756-4353. And see us on Facebook at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.com.
KJFF Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
Matt Greenwood back with you at Hillsborough High School, site of the Class 4 District 3 tournament. It's the semifinals, and the Hillsborough Hawks lead Festus 33-19. Hillsborough, the 1 seed, Festus, the 4 seed. And coming up after this game, as a matter of fact, will be the second semifinal between Lutheran South and Rockwood Summit. Of course, this is the Class 4 District 3 boys semifinals. If Hillsborough is able to hang on to this 14-point lead and advance to the championship, that would be played Friday at 7 o'clock. We'd have a 6:45 pregame for you right here on KJFF. But regardless of the result here, it'll be either Hillsborough or Festus to play the winner of Lutheran South and Rockwood Summit. Rockwood Summit had to win their opening round game over Pacific and did so 60-40. And that lines up a matchup with the second-seeded Lutheran South. Festus beat Windsor in their opening round. It's quote-unquote the quarterfinals. And Festus came back from actually down early in that game to win it 62-50 to take on top seed Hillsborough here tonight. And you know, initially it was pretty good back and forth. Both teams were exchanging three-pointers. They actually combined, the two of them, for 10 three-pointers altogether in the first quarter. Three of them belonged to Festus, and the other seven belonged to Hillsborough. And as you can imagine, they had a lead at the end of one at 23-15. But at one point, it was 8-6 Hillsborough. So they wound up actually outscoring Festus 15-9 in the first quarter. And they only held Festus to 4 points in the second quarter, which Hillsborough tends to lock down defensively on teams as the game progresses. So for Hillsborough, they're sitting pretty. Coach Johnson wouldn't necessarily say they're sitting comfortably, because Festus has shown the ability to hit the three ball. But as it stands, Hillsborough's up 33-19. And it's time for your Bloomsdale Bank first half stats. Bloomsdale Bank is connected to their customers since 1914, and they have locations in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. By the way, I wouldn't blame you, wouldn't fault you if you wanted to check in on 98.5 FM. That's J98 as DeSoto is taking on Farmington. Andy Humphrey has the call of that one. Wouldn't blame you if you wanted to check out that score. But, again, back to the Bloomsdale Bank stats for this first half. We'll begin with the team on the trailing end, and that is the Festus Tigers. Four of their five starters have scored. Colin Riando and Akil Muhammad lead the starters with 4 points apiece. Then Dabrian Barker, who took his third three of the season and actually made it, has only 3 points. And that happened in the first quarter. And then Kobe Branscombe with just 2 points for the Tigers. And then off the bench, Jason Johnson actually leads all Tigers in scoring with 6 for a total of 19. For the Hillsborough Hawks, 5 starters, 5 scores. 6 points for Mark Moore, 6 points for Ethan Worley, 2 points for Evan Worley, 8 points for Ben Lampkins, and Michael Brewer leading all scores, including the Hawks, with 11 points, including a two-handed alley-oop slam dunk. Literally right at the end of the second quarter, assist, of course, went to Ben Lampkins. So those are your first half. Bloomsdale Bank stats, Hillsborough 33, Festus 19. It's the Class 4 District 3 boys semifinals on KHF, and coming up in 2 minutes, we'll get your third quarter started. It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. You're listening to KJF.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
At Toyota, our President's Day sales event is calling, and it's a great time to get a monumental deal on a new Toyota. Go from sea to shining sea in the roomy 2019 Highlander with 5 USB ports and available rear seat entertainment. Kick back in the Highlander's quiet interior and easily fit your whole crew and all your gear with ample adjustable cargo space. And you'll enjoy peace of mind as you explore the home of the brave, because the Highlander comes with our advanced safety system standard at no extra cost. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, our no-cost maintenance plan with roadside assistance. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Learn more at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Covers normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. See Toyota dealer for details and exclusions. Valid only in the continental U.S. and Alaska. Roadside assistance does not include parts and fluids except in emergency fuel delivery.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler. No.
Greenwood back with you to wrap up the Midwest Sports Center halftime show as we get ready for the second half. Hillsboro 33, Festus 19 in this Class 4 District 3 boys semifinal affair. Now the Hillsboro Hawks and the Festus Tigers were members of the Class 4 District 2 tournament last year, and Hillsboro wound up beating Festus in the semifinals and moved on and beat Farmington in the championship 68-56. Hillsboro, unfortunately, losing to Sykeston in the state sectional round. So Hillsboro looking for back-to-back district championships in two different districts, and they lead by 14. And they'll go left to right in this second half. Inbound from midcourt, Lampkins. Into the backcourt for Ethan Worley, and here we go. Evan Worley holding the ball out, finds Brewer up top. Brewer, a two-hand alley-oop slam at the end of the second quarter. Now Brewer into the post. Evan Worley tries to feed him, but Brewer pushed out, so Worley goes to Moore. Moore bounces it along the perimeter to Brewer, gives it right back. They'll swing it left side now to Ethan Worley. Ethan Worley hit a pair of threes in the first quarter. Still has not put up a shot since. Ethan Worley, left side of the volleyball line, a good 32 feet away from the basket. Gets a screen from the left key from Evan Worley, then dumps it back to him. Evan Worley, though, can't handle the pass as Riando there to bounce it off the floor, save it from underneath, and find his teammate Akil Muhammad, who brings it across the timeline. Muhammad, volleyball line pass to the near side for Riando as Festus operates right to left in this second half. Here's Cole Rickerman, the freshman with 200-plus points this season, held scoreless in the first half, who gives it up from the top of the key to the left corner, and a floater from about 8 feet out. Riando missed everything. Rebound, Ethan Worley, ahead of steam to the free throw line. Stopped there by Rickerman as Brewer tried to give him a screen, brought the defender with him, and just not enough space for Ethan Worley. So he finds Mark Moore at the top of the arc to the free throw line. Lobs it down low, left side at the rim. Evan Worley missed it. Shot was contested by Muhammad. Now Muhammad picks up the loose ball, left-hand dribble across the timeline on the near side of the floor, into the corner for Riando. Two-hand pass in the mid-block extended for Branscom, who tries to bounce it into Dabrian Barker, and it's knocked away out of bounds in front of the Festus cheerleaders. So Garrett Pinkley, younger brother of Gavin Pinkley, who is playing college basketball for the Mules, Central Missouri Mules. Inbound for Festus. Branscom at the rim. Block shot by Michael Brewer, and it goes out of bounds. 6:24 to play in this third quarter. Still, neither team has scored. Baseline inbound for Riando of the Tigers. Ball not being defended as the backs are turned, so he lobs it all the way towards midcourt for Dabrian Barker. To Akil Muhammad, who tries a crossover dribble. Lost the dribble. Pokes it over to Branscom. Three ball from the wing is too strong. But Riando gives Festus a second chance. Up top to Rickerman, who drives forward, stops at the high right post, and floats it up and in. So Cole Rickerman gets his first 2 points of the night, and Festus down 33-21. The Tigers will need to make this as sloppy as possible on the defensive end and contest every Hillsboro shot. There's a line drive pass from Garrett Pinkley off the chin of Mark Moore. Steal by Festus. Akil Muhammad tries to get around Lampkins, and he just picked his pocket and may have poked him in the eye. Lampkins into the front court. It's a four-on-four as Ethan Worley behind on the play. Now here's Moore with it. Two-hand shovel pass from the elbow back to Lampkins. Right of the key. Swings it left side for Ethan. Extra pass in the corner for Garrett Pinkley, and a double dribble. Garrett Pinkley brought in the pass with both hands and put the ball on the deck with both hands as he tried to gain control of it. And that was an easy call for the official. Ethan Worley is going to come off the floor for Hillsboro here in a change. And Evan Worley is back on the floor. Riando crosses the timeline for Festus, operating right to left, the Tigers. Here's a lob pass from the right wing into the near left corner for Akil Muhammad. Drives along the baseline, jump pass through the paint to Rickerman in the corner, cannot connect on the three. 5:10 to play in this third quarter. Hillsboro maintains a 33-21 advantage. Left sideline, wing extended. Lampkins gets a ball screen to the free throw line. Lampkins, one-hand pass into the near corner for Evan Worley, who two-hand passes it over the head of Michael Brewer on the opposite end of the floor, and it sails into the second row, and that's a turnover by the Hawks. The second semifinal is Lutheran South and Rockwood Summit. We will not carry that game on KJF because it does not involve any of our schools, but we will certainly keep our eye on it and let you know the winner of this one, who will play the winner of that one. Here's Muhammad through the paint. Right-hand floater off balance. No good. It was a little strong. Rebound Hillsborough. Lampkins to the right of the key. Got a screen from Evan Worley. Instead, swung past it to the left side. Brewer down to Evan Worley at the rim. Double team. Puts up a shot. No good. But a foul is called. Evan Worley with only 2 points for Hillsborough in that first half. Unlike him, as he averages 11.7 in 10 games for the Hillsborough Hawks. Evan Worley now to the free throw line, where he's shooting at a 65% clip and cannot get the friendly bounce off the back of the rim. It falls out, and he is now 0-for-1 from the Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw line. By the way, Coldwell Banker Holsey, they move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Second free throw rolls off the rim. Branscombe taps it to himself. Got tripped up by Mark Moore. Lost the ball. No call. But Branscombe from his butt picks up the ball. Throws it forward to Austin Anderson. To Jason Johnson to the right elbow. Branscombe kicks it to the corner for a Debrain Barker three. That's no good. And then Branscombe poked it away from Brewer after he brought in the rebound. And got called for the foul first. Hacked the wrist, according to the official, right behind the play. And it will be Hillsborough basketball. Inbound in the backcourt, Brewer to Lampkins. With the left-hand dribble, crosses the midcourt stripe with 4:10 to play. Hillsborough held scoreless here in the third quarter. Festus, though, only 2 points in the first 4 minutes. And it remains a 12-point lead for the Hawks. In the corner, Brewer tripled as he makes his way to the paint. Austin Anderson takes it away. Two-on-two pass break. Austin Anderson will take it himself, and he's fouled at the rim, going up with a layup, and will head to the free throw line. As soon as Brewer brought that ball in, Austin Anderson was there to take it away. Anderson, a football guy for Coach Schmidt and the Festus Tigers. So you know he's pretty quick, especially since he plays running back. Free throw is no good, though, from Austin Anderson. Anderson, by the way, this season from the free throw line, only shooting 52.5%. And he misses both free throws. Ball tapped out to Lampkins. Missed opportunity there for Festus to get within 10 as they still trail 33-21. 3:40 to play. Mid-block pass. Lampkins to a wide open Mark Moore. And from the wing in front of his own bench, rattles home a three and ends the 4-minute, 20-second drought to start this third quarter for the Hillsborough offense. Austin Anderson bounce pass to Debrian Barker. Just outside the paint, tries to tap it over to Branscombe, and it's off his right knee and kneed out of bounds along the baseline. And Coach Jason Therrell wants to talk things over. 36-21, Hillsborough leading Festus with 3:28 to play in this Class 4 District 3 semifinal. We're back in 30 seconds on KJF.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
Matt Greenwood here to tell you about Jefferson College. Did you know under the new Missouri Core 42 that certain credits taken at Jefferson College are guaranteed to transfer to any Missouri public college or university to meet general education requirements? Well, you know now, Core 42 is just another way you can be sure that choosing Jefferson College is a smart move. To speak to a JEFCO Enrollment Services representative about degree programs, financial aid, or registration, pick up the phone, dial 636-481-3000, or visit jeffco.edu today. 36-21 Hillsborough, that Patsy's Furniture timeout was called by Coach Therrell. Patsy's Furniture, you'll love to shop there. That's Patsy's Furniture, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. 36-21 as Hillsborough tries to extend their lead. The red, white, and blue have been in front for most of this ballgame. From the mid-block, left side, Brewer has to two-hand shovel it to the wing for Mark Moore, who gives it up to Pinkley. Garrett Pinkley dribbles with his left hand twice to the wing, stops there, pops one into the hands of Worley in the post, kicks it out to the corner for Michael Brewer, no shot. They'll go around the perimeter to the right of the key. Lampkins gets a screen from his other guard, Moore. Back over to Moore. Moore dribbles through the paint, kick out, left side of the key. Ben Lampkins spins out. Rebound, Brewer, up back with it, off glass and in. Michael Brewer sticks it home for two. Hillsboro up 17. Festus to inbound. Into the front court, Austin Anderson. Received the pass there from Rando. Gave it back. And a quick tap over to Jason Johnson. Festus has to start hitting some shots here. Johnson to three from the left wing. Grazes the rim. Branscombe will chase it out of bounds. Saves it. Bounced it to Riando underneath. He's fouled. Kobe Branscombe out hustling the Hillsboro Hawks as Evan Worley and Michael Brewer just stood there. Branscombe took advantage and creates a chance for Festus to earn some points when it looked like Hillsboro had a chance to go up by 20. Here's Colin Riando, a 50-plus percent free throw shooter, 2 of 4 so far tonight. Stares at the rim, heels up, ball off the back iron, it rolls off, no good. This third quarter brought to you by Midwest Sports Center, Walker Drive, Farmington, New Era Bank, Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre, as well as UPS store in Festus and Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Festus. Riando unfortunately goes 0 for 2 at the stripe. He's now 2 of 6 on the night. Mark Moore, who just hit a 3, crossing the ball over from right to left, tries a pass to the left wing for Lampkins, and it's tapped away out of bounds into the front row by Riando. 2:10 to play in this third quarter. 17-point lead for the Hawks. Inbound from midcourt. Lampkins to Moore. Moore with a left black, or a black little heating pad case, I guess, or a sleeve. That's what I'm looking for. On his left leg, below the knee, and above the ankle. And a three-second violation is going to be called on Michael Brewer. He got set up in the post. Couldn't find a shot, couldn't find a teammate, gets called for the three-second violation. Turnover Hillsboro. Akil Muhammad back into the game for the Tigers. Inbound in the backcourt as they go right to left. Riando to Johnson, who taps it back over to Riando, who finally crosses the timeline with the right hand. Over to Johnson, right sideline, just to the right of the S in Hawks. Johnson into the corner, Dabrian Barker to Branscombe. Elbow extended with the left hand, gets to the paint. Faces up Evan Worley, spins to his right now, and puts up a shot, no good. Rebound, Hillsboro, 90 seconds to play in the third quarter. Mark Moore, pass to the left side, tapped up into the air. Lampkins recovers it, and along the baseline, floats it up with the right hand from 6 feet out and gets it to drop home. Ben Lampkins and the Hillsboro Hawks up 40-21 as they're beginning to run away from the Tigers in this semifinal game. And then Akil Muhammad is going to be called for a travel. Clap of the hands from those on the bench for the Hillsboro Hawks. Student section on the other end of the floor, thank goodness. No band here tonight for Hillsboro. I'm kind of surprised by that. They certainly know how to make a bunch of noise. I'm sure they'll be here for the district championship if Hillsboro can hang on to this 40-21 lead. We've got ourselves a timeout with 1:12 to play in this third quarter. Like I said, it's Hillsboro 40, Festus 21 here on KJO.
JR's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And JR, now's a great time to stop by Midwest Sports, isn't it?
It is a great time. We've got a ton of machines in stock, and we've got big rebates going on right now on all Polaris, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and Can-Ams.
Folks need to definitely stop by and see that great selection, don't they?
Yeah, come see me, JR, Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975. Just call and ask for JR.
All right, stop by and see JR today at Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67, Farmington.
We resume action here in the third quarter, and right out of the timeout, it's Michael Brewer sinking a free throw jumper. Hillsboro up by 3 touchdowns here with 50 seconds to play in the third. Dabrian Barker in the corner, right side, and a blocking foul as he attacked the baseline. Garrett Pinkley picks it up, and I believe that's his third. Pinkley, of course, disagrees, and yes, it is his third. Michael Brewer, by the way, led the Hillsboro Hawks in scoring after the first half with 11 points. And he's got 4 added here in the third for 15 total. Garrett Pinkley with that third foul will come off the floor. It's Festus ball. 46 seconds to play in this third quarter. Riando has to dribble it back towards the volleyball line. Over to Rickerman, slings it over to the near side, Muhammad. From the left of the key, a one-handed pass to Rickerman. Jump pass from inside the arc to Muhammad. Into the corner for Riando. Back to Muhammad. Back to Riando. Riando back to Muhammad on the right side of the floor. Dribbles between the legs. Gets to the baseline. Underneath. Jump pass. One-hander to Riando. Riando got away with the travel as he tried to throw it over to his right to Rickerman. It's stolen, though, by Hillsboro. as Riendo tried to lob it over the defense, but he could not do so. 10 seconds to play. Lampkins with the ball on the near side. Down to our right. Now right of the key. To the left elbow, the pass for Evan Worley, who is going to be called for traveling. All right, Kobe Branscombe got his hands in there. Forced a tie up, but Evan Worley tried to walk with it, got called for it. 3.3 seconds. Festus basketball. Hoping to end this third quarter on a good night. Gabriel Barker to Branscombe. And a three-pointer from midcourt is an air ball. So Festus cannot end the third quarter on a good note as they only manage 2 third-quarter points. Hillsborough, though, able to get up to 9 third-quarter points after being held scoreless through the first 4 minutes of the third. 8 minutes left of action. 42-21, Hillsborough leading Festus in the Class 4 District 3 semifinals on KJF.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
.42-21 Hillsborough over Festus on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. I am Matt Greenwood in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. It's going to be the Festus Tigers to start this fourth quarter with the basketball. As Dabrian Barker asks to tuck in his jersey, he'll take the ball at midcourt and deliver a pass into Riendo to start play here in the fourth. Right to left, the Tigers in this fourth quarter. It's a lob pass to Rickerman from Riendo in that far corner. Two dribbles to his left. Rickerman picks up the dribble, finds Branscombe back over to his right in that same corner. He just vacated. Branscombe three ball, no good. Long rebound, Ben Lampkins races forward, lays it up and in off glass over the outstretched hand of Branscombe. A beautiful McDonald's fast break run by Ben Lampkins. Tasty breakfast fast where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. Lampkins completing that fast break. Michael Brewer trying to do the same after an errant pass in the paint by the Tigers, but he lost it on the way up. He was stripped by Festus. Here's Rickerman. Jump pass inside the free throw line. Back over to his left at the top of the key. Branscombe. Extra pass into the near corner for Riendo. Three ball. No good. Lampkins rebound. Muhammad strips it. Goes up with the shot off glass. No good, but takes the foul. .708 to play in this third quarter. Hillsborough looking pretty good to advance to the District 3 championship game. It would be their second year in a row reaching a district final. Akil Muhammad, first free throw is good. The follow-through was beautiful. Demarion Anderson's going to check in for the Tigers, and as soon as that sub was made, Coach Johnson called a 30-second Patsy's Furniture timeout. Let's take it with him. 44-22, Festus trails the Hillsborough Hawks. Another free throw coming after this 30-second break on KJF.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
This is Jamie from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have a wide variety of financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. May God bless you all.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Matt Greenwood back on AM 1400 KJF. Akil Muhammad gets the friendly roll on the second free throw. Goes 2 of 2 at the stripe. Festus now trails 44-23, under 7 to play in this fourth quarter. Mark Moore on the wing near side, which is down to our right, has it poked away by Muhammad. Hillsborough recollects. Brewer in the paint. Bounce pass out to the wing. A three ball with Branscombe in his face. Lampkin says, get that out of the way. I'm about to hit this three. That's his third three of the night for Ben Lampkins, the all-time leading three-point maker in Hillsborough history. Adds to his total. He's up to 152 for his career. Here's Muhammad dancing into the paint. Right-hand layup, no good. It hit the bottom of the rim. He got it back and put it back up and in. 47-25 Hillsboro. Lampkins, right wing, to the paint. Bounce pass through it to the low left block for Evan Worley. And a charge is going to be called on Lampkins. Branscombe stepping in the way, takes it. Zach Whaley about to check into the game for Hillsboro as Evan Worley is going to get a breather. And I imagine with this 22-point lead, Whaley and maybe even Isaac Riedenauer will get a chance to run out the final 6 minutes, which might have gone to Evan Worley if this were a tighter contest. So let's see if Festus can make a run with Evan Worley on the bench. They start with the ball on the near side for Branscombe. Sling pass into the paint for Riando. Back turn to the basket, not looking to shoot, looking to pass. Goes to Johnson at the top. To the right wing for Branscombe. On his toes, gets the defender up in the air, bounces it to Damarian Anderson. And the ball was kicked away by Hillsboro and out of bounds along the sideline. Dabrian, Damarian, gets confusing sometimes. Inbound for Festus to Akil Muhammad. Nothing confusing about his shot attempt at the rim. A finger roll try that was off balance, but a whistle and a foul. And I think it was on the rebound, not on the shot, as Damarian Anderson was shoved from behind. That foul going on Ben Lampkins, on Zach Whaley, his first personal. Inbound for the Tigers, down by 22. 5:40 to play in this fourth quarter. Branscombe open for a three at the top. Instead, gives it up to Muhammad along the wing, to Riando in the corner, to the paint. Riando cut off there by Whaley, forced to go back to the near wing, which is down to our left for Muhammad. Back over to Riando, to the elbow. Branscombe, head fake, gets two defenders up in the air, bounces it to Damarian, who cannot handle it as it's tapped back out by Hillsboro into the hands of Branscombe, and the four-foot floater in the lane is good. So a near steal there by Hillsboro. But instead, Branscombe benefits from the tapped out pass. Hillsboro with the ball up by 20 in the corner. Trapped there was Ethan Worley. Festus steals it. Fast break opportunity. Festus pass. Johnson down low of Muhammad. Gets the friendly roll on the spinning layup. Akil Muhammad has woken up here in the fourth. He's got six, and the Tigers have pulled within 18. 47-29 Hillsboro. Ethan Worley in possession. Hillsboro will swing it all the way around the perimeter into the corner for Mark Moore. Slings it from the corner to the near wing, which is down to our right for Lampkins. Had to track it down, does so. Hands it off to Zach Whaley, who gives it up quickly to Moore. Entry pass into the post for Brewer. Brewer has it stripped from behind by Damarian Anderson. Honey Badger throw for Damarian Anderson as the Tigers get the turnover. Akil Muhammad at the rim, floats it up, a tough floater in the lane for Akil Muhammad, but he gets it to go. Some nice possessions here for the Tigers late, as Hillsboro has seen their 22-point lead get cut down to 16, and with 4:06 to play, Coach Johnson wants a 60-second timeout to talk things over. We'll let him do that, and we'll be back in that amount of time with Hillsboro up by 16 on KJF.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
Matt Greenwood in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College, your next step. 4:06 to play in the fourth quarter. Hillsboro 47, Festus 31. It's the boys' Class 4 District 3 semifinals. By the way, as Hillsboro is up by 16, we'll get to your Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule in just a second. During our next timeout, we'll do so if there is one. If there isn't, we'll do it during free throws, and we'll be sure to fill you in on who's taking those free throws and who's making those free throws. Inside of four to play, Hillsboro out of the timeout, has a three ball from Ben Lampkins out of the right hand, though it's too strong, and Dabrian Barker reels in the board. Over to Muhammad, 40-foot pass up ahead to Riando, touches it over to the wing for Johnson. Back to Riando, to the right elbow, Branscombe. Back over to the left side, near side, three ball, Jason Johnson. He has two so far tonight, but the three-pointer does not fall. Rebound, Evan Worley. Outlet pass to Ben Lampkins. All the way up the floor, Lampkins going coast to coast. And sweet kissing that one home off the backboard and in, and drawing the foul And he's a free throw away from giving Hillsborough a 50-31 lead with 3:26 to play in the fourth quarter. Lampkins offset with his feet at the free throw line, still gets the free throw to go, completing the and one. Ben Lampkins, by the way, an 86% free throw shooter, just two percentages shy of Mark Moore's free throw percentage, which is up to 88%, but we have yet to see Mark Moore take free throws here tonight. Festus down 50-31. Not anymore. Branscombe, three ball from straightaway. You bet. Branscombe and Akil Muhammad doing all the scoring for Festus in this fourth quarter. Down by 16 and once more, under three to play. Left side of the floor, along the wing, Lampkins. Fancy dribbles through Branscombe, I should say, or with Branscombe all over him. And then Lampkins forced to give it up, gets it back, and a reach around by Branscombe, pokes it away. Four on none, fast break for the Tigers. And Jason Johnson benefits from the Branscombe steal. Festus fighting to the death here. Down by 14 with 2:23 to play. Steals, layups, and three-pointers. That's all they need. Ball poked away from Lampkins in the corner. Rando almost came up with a steal. Instead, Lampkins saves it up top to Brewer. Over to Garrett Pinkley into the corner near side for Evan Worley. Throws his shoulder into the chest of Branscombe. No call there. Missed the shot, though, from about 7 feet out. And then Evan Worley nearly tackled Colin Rando. He hit the deck, lost the dribble, but poked it out to Akil Muhammad, who raced all the way up the floor, tried to lay it up, and got fouled. But how on earth is that not a foul on Evan Worley? I don't understand that. I mean, he totally toppled over Riando, knocked him off balance, knocked him to the deck, as a matter of fact. Coach Therrell doesn't understand the call either, as Muhammad will shoot the free throw. It's up and it's through. Don't look now, but it's 50-37. One more free throw, and Festus will only be down 12 here at the two-minute warning of the fourth quarter, and Akil Muhammad sinks that free throw. Festus, a little backcourt press, and now they're going to start fouling. That is only team foul number four on the Tigers, as Akil picked up his foul on Mark Moore. So it'll be Ben Lampkins to inbound it in the backcourt. Festus will need three more fouls to set up the one-and-one bonus. Inbound to Brewer. He shielded off Dabrian Barker into the front court. Branscombe tripped up Michael Brewer, and he uses both hands to brace himself, and a few oohs from the crowd here, thinking maybe that was an intentional trip. I think Branscombe was looking to try to just grab the ball away from Brewer, and Brewer's too big, and Branscombe just accidentally tangled feet with the big man, who will be playing baseball for Southern Miss when he graduates from high school. Kobe Branscombe is getting pulled from this basketball game. He gets a round of applause from the Festus faithful behind him. Maybe the last time that Branscombe touches the ball for the Tigers, as he is a senior. Here's a reach-in foul. Riando actually wraps up Ben Lampkin, says, "Here, I'll just hug you just for good measure." That is team foul number six. One more, and Hillsborough will be on the line. Ethan Worley's going to come in for Garrett Pinkley as Lampkins gets set to inbound it in the front court, delivers a pass into the backcourt for Ethan Worley, and Austin Anderson in to collect some fouls, does so as he wraps up Ethan Worley. And it was a little premature on my part, as Branscombe is actually back into the game for the Tigers. To the free throw line, Ethan Worley. As a member of the Hillsborough Hawks, he's a 79% free throw shooter. Has yet to take some here tonight. Must make this one to earn another. Student section and the other fans go quiet, and still Ethan Worley misses it. Rebounded by the Tigers, down 50-38 with 100 seconds to play. Branscombe at the top of the key, turns his back into the defender, shovels it to Muhammad, attacks right side of the paint, blocked at the rim by Evan Worley, and then it grazed Akil Muhammad as it went out of bounds. And it will be Hillsborough basketball. And again, Coach Therrell with a line swap just about. He's brought in Zach Lyles. Isaiah Reddick as well to start collecting fouls. Baseline inbound in the backcourt. Lampkins to Brewer. That whistle you may have heard is a foul on the Tigers. It's Hack a Hawk right now here in the fourth quarter with 1:33 to play. Festus doesn't care who it is as long as someone is getting fouled. Michael Brewer with a one-and-one opportunity here. Like I said earlier, for a big man, a pretty nice stroke from the free throw line, a 71.2% free throw shooter. And he gets that first one to go. He's 2-for-2 on the night, or was, going into that trip there, which he goes 2-for-2 in. So 4-for-4 at the charity stripe. The Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw line for Michael Brewer. Back up to a 52-38 lead for Hillsboro. 90 seconds to play. Inbound Tigers. Rickerman off balance from the wing. Passes it to Branscombe from the elbow to the rim. Lays it up and in. Inbound for Hillsboro. Michael Brewer running away from the defense. Lobs it forward down to his left in an easy lay-in off glass for Garrett Pinkley, who is left alone. Garrett Pinkley gets 2 points. And that is the first bench production points for Hillsboro. Jason Johnson lines up a three and hits it over Michael Brewer. And Michael Brewer immediately fouled on the inbound from Ben Lampkins. So Jason Johnson off the bench for the Tigers, up to 11 points. He's hit three threes. Michael Brewer, who just hit two free throws, back to the line. First one is up, and it is good. That is team foul, by the way, number 9. So one more, and it'll be an automatic 2 for Hillsboro. Michael Brewer up to 18 points, but he missed the free throw. 55-43 Hillsboro, 53 seconds to play. Branscombe right elbow up towards the near wing for Akil Muhammad. Extra pass to Johnson between the wing and the corner. Air balls a three. The champs come from the student section. Hillsboro with a rebound. 50-foot pass up ahead to Garrett Pinkley, who lobs it forward at the rim to Michael Brewer, and a midair layup off glass, a two-hander for Michael Brewer. And Hillsboro up 57-43. Branscombe a three ball, draws iron, but rebounded by Garrett Pinkley, and Coach Sarah will call off the Dogs with 23 seconds to go. The Hillsboro Hawks are bound for another district championship game as they're going to dribble this one out. It's Mark Moore at the Hillsboro H. Still dribbling with it with the right hand. Mark Moore now passes it off to Ben Lampkins. 5 seconds to play. Everyone starts to make their ways off the bench with 1 second. Holding it is Lampkins. Gives it to the official. The buzzer sounds. And that is your ball game. The Hillsboro Hawks, the top seed in the Class 4 District 3 tournament, do what they should be doing. Winning at home in a district tournament game. They advance to the championship to face the winner of Lutheran South and Rockwood Summit, who will be playing right after this one. We will not have that game on air, by the way. We're actually going to go to coverage of Mizzou basketball once we wrap up the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. So why don't we get to that and our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule next on KJF.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store.
Yeah, I'd like to ship this package.
Great, I can help you with that and every other ing.
Did you just say every other ing?
Printing, packing, copying, faxing, freighting, any ing your small business needs.
Shredding.
Yep.
Mailboxing.
Uh-huh.
Notarizing.
That too.
Wow, that's really some ing.
Now you're getting it.
The UPS store.
every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Living a healthy life with diabetes, asthma, heart disease, or other chronic diseases can be challenging and requires personalized planning. Comtree doctors and nurses partner with you or your loved one to develop personalized health goals to achieve improved health outcomes.
Join the Comtree family tree and receive support to a healthier life. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJF. The Class 4 District 3 boys semifinals here tonight. The first game goes the Hillsboro way, 57-43. They end Festus's season at 17-10 overall. Improve their own record, Hillsboro does, to 22-4. And they punch their ticket to their second consecutive district championship game, where actually they've gone several times in a row, but this is a different district. They were in District 2 last year. They're in District 3 this year. Festus joined them. Festus lost in the semis to Hillsboro last year in District 2, and they lose again to them here in District 3 as well. But it wasn't for lack of trying for the Festus Tigers. They really gave it their all in that fourth quarter specifically. They played hard all game, but it really started to pay off there in that fourth quarter, better than it did the first three quarters. Unfortunately, when you play the Hillsboro Hawks, you can't have a quarter where you score 4 points. And to make matters worse, they had a third quarter where they just scored 2 points. As a matter of fact, Festus had shut out Hillsboro through the first 4 minutes or so of the third quarter and had outscored them 2-0, but at that point, you know, they were down 33-19 at the break. So if you shut out the Hillsboro Hawks in the third quarter for the first 4 minutes, but you only get 2 points, you're still down by 12, and that's a bit of a mountain to climb, if you will, especially Hillsboro being at home and being as good as Hillsboro is. So Festus, again, they gave it their all, as they've done all year, but unfortunately tonight they fall 57-43. To the Hillsboro Hawks. By the way, this is the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. And we got a couple of things to get to as we wait for Coach Johnson to make his way up to the second floor, which is where we are all situated. And so we'll go ahead and get to your Gilster Mary Lee play of the game, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonus pay included. Call Mike Welker if you're interested. 800-851-5371. That is 800-851-5371. Our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game is going to be the alley-oop two-hand slam by Michael Brewer off the feed from Ben Lampkins right at the end of the first half. So they had about 16 seconds, Hillsboro. They dribbled around, set some off-ball screens, and eventually that freed up Michael Brewer from the right side of the rim. Ben Lampkins on the near side of the floor from the wing, a perfect lob. And then the two-hand slam by Michael Brewer to end the first half, which gave Hillsborough a 33-19 lead, and they would never succumb to a fourth quarter comeback attempt by the Festus Tigers. Another thing we got to get to is your Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. Now, this is a bit tough because Ben Lampkins really lit it up from beyond the arc. As a matter of fact, the Hillsborough Hawks as a team hit 7 3-pointers in the first quarter. Combined with the Tigers' 3, that was 10 first-quarter 3-pointers between the two. And Ben Lampkins had 2 of them, Ethan Worley had 2 of them, and Mark Moore had 2 of them. But throughout the rest of the game, Ben Lampkins added to his point total, wound up with 18 to Michael Brewer's 20. So with that in mind, Ben Lampkins or Michael Brewer? Ben Lampkins or Michael Brewer? It's always a tough one between those two. Let's go Ben Lampkins. There we go. Ben Lampkins, or Applebee's Bar and Grill, Farmington player of the game. 18 points tonight, 8 in the first half, 10 in the second half, including another 3-pointer in the fourth quarter. Just a very consistent 3-point shooter for the Hillsborough Hawks, and he proved to be just that again here tonight. Let's get to your Bloomsdale Bank end of the game stats. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914. Located in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. We'll begin with the Festus Tigers, who put up 43 in a loss. Leading the way was Akil Muhammad with 14. Off the bench, Jason Johnson had 11, second most on the squad. Third on the squad was Kobe Branscombe with 9. And then you've got 4 from Colin Riando, 3 from Dabrian Barker, and 2 from Cole Rickerman. For the Hillsborough Hawks, they got 57 points in a victory here tonight. And as I mentioned already, Michael Brewer with 20, Ben Lampkins with 18. Next on the team was Mark Moore with 9, all 9 of his coming from beyond the arc. 6 from Ethan Worley, and then 2 apiece from Evan Worley and off the bench Garrett Pinkley with 2. Again, that's a total of 57. Hillsborough wins it 57-43. And they are on to the Class 4 District 3 title game to face the winner of Lutheran South and Rockwood Summit. Those two sides are warming up at this very moment. We will not carry that game on our airwaves, but we will keep an eye on it. And we will let you know in our post-game wrap of Hillsborough and tomorrow morning in sports exactly who the Hillsborough Hawks will be playing. All right, still waiting for Coach Johnson to come up here. I'm sure he's probably received about 3,000 congratulations at this point. May have to go put on a search for him. But before we do that, one more thing. That is the Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule. They listen so you can hear. For tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, right here on KJEF, the Jefferson Blue Jays boys basketball team will face the St. James Tigers in the Class 3 sectional round. And that'll be a 6 o'clock tip, like I said, and a 5:45 pregame right here on KJEF, and that is tomorrow. And then on Friday, as mentioned, Hillsborough will be playing the winner of Lutheran South and Rockwood Summit. That'll be a 6:45 pregame there. Or excuse me. 1 second. 6:45 pregame. I knew I had that one right. 6:45 pregame on Friday for Hillsborough and the winner of Lutheran South and Rockwood Summit. And then Saturday, if the Jefferson Blue Jays are able to win their sectional game against St. James, they'll play again on Saturday. We'll get those times to you a little bit later. But for now, let's go ahead and speak to Jason Therrell, head coach of the Festus Tigers, who's graciously come up here to speak with us despite his team coming on the losing end here. The season is over at 17-10, but, Coach, I feel like you guys were pretty darn good this year, and Akil Muhammad certainly the player that grew the most, in my opinion. Your opinion as well?
I'm super happy with where we're at with Akil right now. Not just from a basketball standpoint, but just from a maturity standpoint and how he contributed to the team. That's a kid that I'm going to look back on, and I agree with you that grew a lot on and off the court, and I'm really appreciative that Akil stuck with it this year, and he helped our team a lot down the stretch, and he played hard today.
I mean, you know, when you're trading threes with Hillsborough,
I mean, you're going to lose.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that it's very difficult to win. That's how I was going to phrase it. And they hit seven threes in that first quarter, built an eight-point lead. And honestly, you know, your defense in the second and third quarter wasn't that bad. I mean,
right.
Midway through the third quarter, they didn't have any points. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you guys were only able to put up two. But from a defensive standpoint, after that first quarter barrage of threes, you guys did a pretty darn good job.
I think we proved to be the team that we've kind of been all year. I think that we compete hard on the defensive end. We try really hard on that end. We were able to get some stops, but we got to get better offensively. You know, we just went through too many stretches there where if you're lucky enough to get stops against Hillsborough, you got to put the ball in the basket on the other end. And we just had too many stretches. And, you know, that's a credit to them. It's not just that we didn't put the ball in the hole. They're good on defense as well. They're long and they're athletic and they play hard. So but we do have to improve on that end. There's no doubt about that.
I'm sure for Jason Johnson, it's a bit bittersweet. I mean, he put up 11, which was second on the team tonight, coming off the bench for you. But a senior that's going to be moving on to other things. But honestly, I mean, he was putting the ball in the hoop early on and then late on as well. Talk about him as a senior and his production this year.
You know, he's at times struggled to shoot the ball, but the last several games he's came in and he's hit shots. You know, we've had some stretches there where he's went cold from the field, but he's stuck with it. He's contributed, and I'm proud of the way he's played as a senior.
Other seniors on the squad, Zach Lyles, Isaiah Reddick got in here to pick up some fouls, Kobe Branscombe, and then, of course, Akil Muhammad. I mean, you come back with a junior point guard and then a sophomore shooting guard slash point guard in Cole Rickerman. Now you got some nice pieces coming forward. Casey Martin, I'm sure, will try to, you know, get better, and he's more of a guard-type player as well. But Demarion Anderson and Dabrian Barker, also young guys that are coming back for you. So, really, you've got kind of an established young core of talent coming back for you next year.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. They got to get a little better, but we are on the right path, I think, with those guys. I think just briefly I'd like to take a minute to talk about Kobe Branscombe and the things that he's meant to our program the last 4 years. He's been through a lot with us, and I think everybody would agree how hard he battles on the court. He never gives up. He's really contributed to us, and I don't think we would have been anywhere near the team we were this year without his effort and his heart and all the things he brought to our program. So I definitely think it's worth recognizing him.
It looked like he got a little banged up. I think it was second quarter or so. He's kind of hunched over. Wasn't really sure what was going on there.
Took a shot in an unfortunate spot.
Ah, okay. That one of those things.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad he was able to shake that one off, Coach. All right, so like I said, season comes to an end at 17-10. I guess final words from you, Coach Thurl.
Just give credit to Hillsborough. They've been so consistent over the last 4 years. They're such a tough team. They played really well today. They played better than us, and good luck to them on Friday night.
All right, Coach, appreciate all of your help this year. Thank you very much.
Yep, appreciate it.
That is Jason Thurl, head coach of the Festus Tigers. They fall here to Hillsborough 57-43. And certainly mean it, Coach Thurl. Answering the call anytime I bugged him with a text or a call, he was, you know, either answered right away or answered back real soon. So my great appreciation to Coach Thurl and his hard work running the Festus program and dealing with us at KJF, more specifically me. All right, joined by Dan Johnson of the Hillsborough Hawks on to another district championship game. Going to wait the winner of Lutheran South and Rockwood Summit. Either way is going to be a tough test. Lutheran South coming in as the two seed. Those two, Lutheran and Rockwood Summit, playing here in about 3 or 4 minutes. And so within about a couple of hours, Coach Johnson will know who his district title opponent is. That one is penciled in for a 7 o'clock game, which means that we would have pregame at 6:45. But before we get to that, let's talk about the win here tonight. Coach Johnson, your initial thoughts.
Hard-fought win by us. You know, I think we played really solid defense in the second and third quarter. And, you know, obviously some hot shooting in the first helped us get a little separation. And our defense kind of carried us the rest of the way.
There is a point in the third quarter, midway through it, first 4 minutes and change, or maybe a little bit less. You guys were held scoreless by the Tigers, but the big key was the fact that you weren't giving up anything either. Talk about how the game could have been a little bit different had Festus been able to find the hole a little bit more.
Well, it definitely could have. That's, you know, postseason basketball. Everything comes down to a half-court grind on both ends of the floor, and it could have been a lot different if we were able to find the hole as well, maybe quit throwing it off our foot or to the other team or something like that. But I know there in that third quarter we come over and somebody told me that I think we had more turnovers than we had shot attempts in the third quarter. But, you know, like you said, luckily they weren't scoring either. We were both kind of looked like we both made some halftime adjustments defensively to take away what the other team was trying to do. And it took us a while for both teams to kind of bust through a little bit.
I can't remember what game it was, but we called it, and it was either I think it was before the end of the third quarter. Ben Lampkins lobbed it to Michael Brewer for an alley-oop dunk. You said that the pass was a little bit behind Michael Brewer or too low, and he had to bring it up above the rim and put it home. Your assessment of the alley-oop at the end of the first half to put you guys in great momentum going forward?
It took a little too long to develop because I think it ended up right at the buzzer. They probably could have waved it off maybe or something like that. He put it through, and I looked up, and the clock went to zero. So I think we got it off just in time. But, that was well executed. And, obviously an exciting play for us. And you would have thought it built a little momentum going into halftime. But, the momentum was gone when the third quarter began, it seemed like. But, now, you know, I mean, proud of our kids. I felt like our effort and our energy was there from the start. I felt like it stayed there all night, whether things were going well or going bad. You know, a lot of that's probably my fault. I sat there with, finished the game with four timeouts. And if you can't score, like you said, 4.5 minutes into the third quarter, probably need a timeout or two and try to get into something different. But I kept thinking, we would – we'd get out of that, but we never did, and so that's my fault. I got to get us some better looks.
Well, you do have a bunch of seniors, so I could see where you'd expect them to maybe put it together, sort of thing. I got a little complaint, Coach, about Ben Lampkins and Michael Brewer. Night in and night out, when we call their games, they make it very tough to decide who will be the player of the game.
Ah, good problem to have.
Yeah, certainly. I went with Ben just because of the impact of the threes that he took. Again, 7 first-quarter threes for the team. I know Ethan got in the mix, Mark Moore, as well as Michael. Michael even got a three-pointer in that quarter. But then in that fourth quarter, when you were trying to get that offense going as Festus was starting to, mount some momentum, Ben Lampkins hit a three. I don't remember exactly when it was, but it pretty much stretched out the lead to something that I'm sure you were pretty comfortable with. But I went with him, but it wasn't an easy choice.
Oh, understandable. Yeah, Ben was good for us all night. I don't know what what the rest of his numbers look like, but I thought he handled the ball fairly well. Made some big shots for us, set the tone for us early, and he played pretty good. We played really good defense at the top of our zone there. So, he was good tonight. I feel like everybody was good tonight. You take out the kind of grimy kind of Big Ten kind of game that broke out in the second half there. But, that's two good teams going at it and, making it tough on each other. So that's what you get at this time of the year.
Coach, Lutheran South, Rockwood Summit, as you see, just got tipped off here. Lutheran South, the 2 seed. When you guys go into these district seed meetings, I'm sure you get a look at their schedule, their record, their players, that sort of thing. What are you looking at for this game? What are some things that you're pinpointing to bring to the guys tomorrow?
It's first time I've seen either team play all year. We haven't crossed paths. I know I've got some ways to get a little film on them and that kind of stuff, but I haven't watched them in person yet. So, but they're good. They're good teams. You follow the records, see who they play. Both of these teams play on an incredibly tough schedule. They're not in our area. They're a little further north, and they both play in tough conferences, play tough schedules, tough opponents. So they'll be battle tested. They certainly won't be an advantage, just because we may have a good record or whatever. They come to compete night in and night out with the schedule they play.
Well, there's a 6'4" kid named Blake Vaughan or Vaughn, and that's a big dude. So
yeah, I'm looking out here and seeing a lot of beef out there. I'm seeing some 6'4s and 6'5s, and looks like some guards that can really do some stuff with it. So. It's what you expect. Again, this time that you're going to have your hands full. You're going to have to start with with effort and focus, and then you know, go from there and do whatever, take whatever defense gives you.
I can see you're distracted, so I'll give you one more question. I feel like your defense, with the size and athleticism and quickness that they have, you know, in each position, I feel like your defense is what's going to keep you in games, give you a chance to win most every game, and you sprinkle in, you know, the Michael Brewer, Ben Lampkins, Mark Moore offense, and you've really got a great formula for success. Your thoughts as to where each one stands at this point in the season, your offense and your defense moving forward?
Well, you hope that you know, you're your best with both of those things by this time of the year. You've been practicing now for 4 months and playing and all that kind of stuff. I do feel like everybody has a good grasp and understanding of what we're trying to do defensively. I think we're executing that fairly well, and that's the thing. Like your defense should never, you know, have a bad night. If you don't make shots one night, or you don't, you know, whatever, maybe turn it over a little bit. But your defense should always keep you in the game and give you a chance to win the game. So it does start there, and then you got to take care of the basketball. Against good teams, you can't turn it over. You can't give them extra possessions and give them a free run at the rim and that kind of stuff. So yeah, it starts with defense, and then take care of the ball. Again, just go back to kind of how where your season started. You can't beat yourself. You can't give up easy baskets, and you certainly can't turn it over.
Well, you're no stranger to district championship games. We'll see you Friday, Coach.
All right, thanks for the coverage. Appreciate it.
That is Dan Johnson, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks. Going to go enjoy some Lutheran South Rockwood Summit basketball right now. It's Rockwood Summit 4, Lutheran South 1. 6 minutes to play in this first quarter. Again, we are not going to call this game, but we will certainly keep our eye on it, because the winner of Lutheran South and Rockwood Summit will play the Hillsboro Hawks. So Hillsboro takes care of business at home. 57-43, they beat the Festus Tigers for the third time this season, ninth time in a row that they have beaten Festus. Their winning streak improves to 14 as well. The Hillsboro Hawks playing good ball heading into the district championship game for Class 4 District 3. Again, they'll play the winner of Lutheran South and Rockwood Summit Friday at 7 o'clock. We'll have our 6:45 pregame when Friday comes. Don't forget, as part of our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule for tomorrow, Class 3 sectional boys basketball, the Jefferson Blue Jays winning their first ever district championship Friday night in a win over St. Pius. We'll try to continue to ride the good waves into that Class 3 sectional. They'll play St. James beginning at 6 o'clock with a 5:45 pregame over at Jefferson College. So that's where we'll be at tomorrow. Thank you for listening to tonight. Signing off one last time from Hillsboro High School, I am Matt Greenwood. Thanks back in the KJS studios to Crystal Wilcutt. We'll have our full postgame recap of the Hillsboro 57-43 win over Festus posted at MIMOinfo.com later on tonight. Check out our Instagram account, KJFF Sports, as well. A little bit later, we'll have some pictures from tonight's activity. Again, Hillsboro 57, Festus 43. The Hawks are on to the district championship game Friday night. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. Stay safe out there Wednesday and Thursday with some freezing rain possible on the Jefferson County roadways. And we look forward to tomorrow night at Jefferson College. Thanks so much. I'm Matt Greenwood. See you later.